out that way.
You feel like you wasted a great bounce back effort by the defense today?
Well, you know, your team. So I don't look at it as, you know, bounce back effort or, you know, as a football team. We didn't get the job done. As a head coach, I didn't get the job done. So chance to be 2-1 instead of we're 1-2. That's the disheartening thing.
Talk about the running game. You couldn't get that going today again, it seemed. What's happening there? It hasn't been consistent.
Well, you're right. I mean, I think both teams played pretty good run defense. Made it tough on us. They crowded the box. We had some opportunities. We had some penalties. You know, we had 10 penalties today. That's more than we've had.
Yeah, some great opportunities with some turnovers. Not being able to capitalize when you picked over on the 31-yard line. Was that a big difference in this game?
Well, I think there was a lot of things. The missed opportunities, for sure. But I thought our defense bowed their neck, you know, time after time when they were put in bad spots. So, you know, those kind of go unnoticed sometimes. But again, it's ham and egg, and we're not ham and egging right now. We gotta get better at that.
Bennett had a sack and creates a fumble that you didn't challenge. Eric Wright had picked that ball up and ran it in for a score. What did the refs tell you with respect to why they spotted the ball? Was it they wanted dead? Or?
Well, when the rule says when you do challenge and win, you get it at the clear spot of the recovery. You don't get the advancement. That's the rule.
From your perspective, were the receivers getting open, or did Josh not have enough time?
Probably not a good. You had a better perspective than I did upstairs. That's not fair to me to comment on right now. I have to watch it to see. You know, I'm watching Josh. I'm watching the protection most of the time.
Did he have good protection?
At times, and other times he got hit. You know.
Greg, would you have thought you'd be further along as an offense now?
Well, we have been. We have been further along. You know, we just didn't play well today. We went and played, you know, good offense, and one game we played decent offense, and then today we didn't play very well on offense. So, you know, it's a bad game. We had a bad game, but I'm confident that this offense will play well and will score points, and we just got to get everybody on the same page and get back to work.
Consistency just inherent in the fact that there's a new team here, new coach, new systems, or should you be at a point now where you're playing consistently on both sides, all three phases, because it's been inconsistent on all three phases?
Well, it's not like, you know, we have to get it all together, but we're playing good enough football in areas at times to win. We're just not playing it together to win, and I'd be even more concerned if we weren't playing in any area and not winning, right? But we are playing it at times. It's our job to keep bringing it back and get it to where we can do it. And confidence is an issue. You run into a lot of things as you lose. You start to question, you know, can we do this? This group will do it. This group will stick together. We'll get over the hump.
How bad is Adrian Claiborne's knee?
We're going to have to wait and see. We're going to have to get a test tomorrow and see.
It's a sprain or just a bruise?
Again, we're going to have to wait and see until tomorrow.
Gerald McCoy had 2 sacks today. Can you talk about the game that he had? Is there a disruptor that you've been looking for?
Well, I thought we had our best pressure of the season, and you know, we need to continue doing that. If we do that, we'll continue to play good pass defense, because that's a huge part of pass defense. That's a talented passing team, and the best way to negate it is just that, put pressure on the quarterback.
A couple more. You got 3 turnovers, recovered an onside kick that they attempted at midfield, and you know, the offense again really didn't capitalize. I mean, when you look back, those are all the things you want to do on the road. You feel like if the offense had lived up to their bargain today, you talk about all you being in sync, that this is a different outcome?
But then, you know, whether I think it or not, the outcome is what it is. We washed on the turnover margin. You know, they beat us in the time of possession. Critical factors when you look at the Dallas Cowboys and how you beat them. We didn't win the battles that we said we had to win. Third down, we weren't very efficient. You know, staying on the field, that's why time of possession wasn't good. You know, you look at the battles that you have to win. We just didn't do it today. This team will get it together on both sides, and in the kicking game, we will. There's no doubt in my mind that those guys in that room and those coaches in that room will get it together.
Dallas prepared for the rush at the end there as they took a knee. Did they line up differently than what you saw with the Giants?
Yeah, I just was watching our guys. I'm not sure about them.
You said you wanted to have that back, the 2 running plays at the end. What, I mean, is that just your decision? Is that Mike's decision? What goes into deciding in that situation not to have more urgency?
Well, you know, in a game, a lot of things happen, and I'm going to leave it at that. You know, is it my decision, Mike's decision? We're all together on this thing. There's no, he did it. There's an open line. Now, if I'm not on the line or if I'm not in the meeting room, if they put a bar across the room and I can't get in, I'm ultimately responsible for everything that happens on this football team, period. So the fact that we didn't get it, that's on me.
You're on the headset. You can hear the call.
I hear everything. And I got to, you know, we need to stop being known for, you know, the kneel down play. We need to start being known for winning games, tight football games. That's what I have to do as the head football coach. So that's what I got to do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.